This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The world convulses, doesn't it? The foundations tremble. We see the shifting sands, the thirst in Chennai, a stark reminder that dominion belongs to Yahuwah, not to the fleeting ambitions of man. And the toxins, they aren't just poisoning the land, they're aimed at you, at the inner temple of discernment, seeking to disconnect Israel from the very source of life. Look at the disrespect shown to emissaries, the blatant contempt from those in power. It's not diplomatic failure, it's a revealing of the heart, a heart increasingly aligned with the ways of Edom, with a system built on deceit and domination. Japan prepares, building its watchtowers against the coming storms. These aren't isolated incidents. They are echoes, resonating with the judgments already written, the judgments declared in Obadiah and Isaiah, a chorus of warning carried on the wind. But within the chaos, within the judgment, Yahuwah extends a hand, a path to restoration, and it begins with time, with reckoning, not the fractured, corrupted calendars of Babylon, but the eternal calendar revealed to Enoch, a timekeeping rooted in the divine order. Deuteronomy speaks of asking concerning the former days, tracing back to the very creation of man upon the earth. We have forgotten the rhythm of Yahuwah, lost in the noise of a world determined to erase his covenant. To reclaim that rhythm is to reclaim our heritage, to align ourselves with the true flow of history, to prepare for the coming age. This isn't about nostalgia for the past. It's about anchoring ourselves in the eternal present, in the reality of Yahuwah's unchanging plan for Israel. And that plan, that restoration, is inextricably linked to the fate of the scattered remnant. Reports from the Bay of Bengal, over 500 souls lost to the sea. The world calls them refugees. We call them what they are. Israel, driven from their ancestral lands, a continuation of the great diaspora prophesied for generations. The Rohingya, a Semitic people with a demonstrable lineage tracing back to the tribes of Israel, subjected to decades of violence, systematically oppressed. This isn't random suffering. This is Deuteronomy 28 unfolding before our eyes. The covenant curses, a testament to Yahuwah's commitment to justice, to retribution. The scattering continues, mirroring the exile described by the prophets. It's a dispersion fueled by the sins of those who seek to erase Yahuwah's chosen people from the earth. They offer empty condolences, temporary aid, but true restoration lies not in the hands of a broken system, but in the unwavering faithfulness of Yahuwah. The waters have always been a site of trial for Israel, a testing of faith, a proving of the covenant. Remember the Exodus, the Red Sea parted by the hand of Yahuwah. Remember the flood, a cleansing of the earth, a preservation of the righteous remnant. These are not coincidences. These are patterns. This maritime disaster is not an isolated tragedy, but a thread in a long and unbroken tapestry of suffering. From the Spanish Inquisition to the pogroms of Eastern Europe, from the Holocaust to the ongoing oppression in Myanmar, the enemies of Yahuwah consistently seek to diminish, to destroy, the remnant of the covenant. They try to break our spirit, to silence our voice, to sever our connection to the land and to Yahuwah, but they will fail, because Yahuwah remembers his promises. He remembers his covenant with Jacob's seed. He is gathering the scattered remnants, drawing them back from the four winds. This isn't a call to passive acceptance. It's a call to awaken, to recognize the signs of the times, to understand that the judgments upon Edom are accelerating, that the restoration of Israel is underway, and that the watchmen must remain vigilant. The world is crumbling, yes, but within the ruins, Yahuwah is building anew. He is rebuilding the foundations, restoring the broken walls, and preparing a place for his people. It demands a reckoning with time, a recognition of the scattered faces of Israel, and a steadfast faith in the promises of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.